The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to the beginning of the deep freeze. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Our usual Saturday morning chat. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Well, Andy, I hate to rub it in, but my bags are packed and I'm ready to go. So I am going to be cruising out of Miami tomorrow and be gone for a whole week. We are doing, this is a very important trip. We are doing CE at sea. In other words, we're doing our continuing education on a ship, on the ocean.
But you'll be working, right?
Well, I'll be getting my continuing education and I'll get it all done for the year. And actually, you know what? The ship, we're going on Norwegian this year. We've been doing this, I think this is our seventh consecutive year. And this year it's a Norwegian trip and they have Starlink for their internet. So they say it's pretty good internet. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because, you know, if you're out at sea and you can't work, then you don't work. But if you're out at sea and you can work, then Robin probably does work.
Okay.
But it's all good. The days that we are actually sailing, we're in the classroom. And then the days that we're at port, we're not. So we have full continuing education days, the days that we're at sea anyway. But yeah, I mean, if I have to work from the ocean, from the cruise ship, you can't feel too sorry for me, can you?
No. And I'm detecting a pattern here.
Yeah.
you leave for warmer climates and we get socked.
It gets cold. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to do that to you. But okay, so this is the deal. We will have plenty of team members staying behind, so we're not going to miss a beat back here. So I don't want anybody to worry about that.
And you know how you do that? You just stay in touch and write. Somebody with a Gwaltney Group team will take care of your services. I even know that.
Exactly. So we have several of us are going. Oh, my gosh. I think at least 10 team members are going. But that leaves, you know, approximately 10 back at home. So we'll be well covered. And the ones that are staying home are starting to get a little jealous, too. But they're like, we're going to have one business while you're gone. It's been such a busy January. I cannot believe it. We have already, I mean, we've already sold 26. We have 26 pending deals on the books. And wow, here we are in the middle of January. I know we've been really busy. Yeah. And I have to do this on air because I'm so stinking proud. Beth Beaver, one of our very newest agents, she got licensed in September. She is just killing it. That girl just had her first sale over $1 million, not even 6 months in the business. And
that's impressive.
Isn't that impressive? And you want to know the glory of it? You know how she got that client? Door knocking, walking around a neighborhood, knocking on people's doors, saying, I am hosting an open house in your neighborhood. If you have any friends or relatives that are looking to move into this neighborhood, please let them know. Here's the information with the day and the time that I'll be holding it. And one of the homeowners actually came over to it and said, you know, I would actually think about selling my house and finding a different place. And I was really impressed with, you know, how hard you're working for your sellers. And anyway, so she made a new friend. She got a new client and she'll be selling their house and has helped them purchase a house over $1 million. So kudos. I say that's the way we do it. Go out there and work hard for your clients. It's the old fashioned way, but you know what? It's the way we're still doing it. And I'm really proud of it. And I'm super proud of Beth and happy for her.
That is a great way to do it, because I know in our little piece of heaven that we live in, that I know people, if there were an opportunity, would like to move into this area.
Right.
And I'm not always aware of all the homes that are for sale in the area. But if someone were to come knock on my door, I might go, yeah, you know what? I could give somebody a call. Maybe they would.
Isn't that the truth? I used to do that. I remember when I was first licensed, I think I had my license a few months. So like Beth, I was, you know, gung-ho, ready to go, had lots of time on my hands. And I remember these townhomes that were built over in Lincolnshire. I forget the townhome association name, but they're still there and they're still very popular. But anyway, they were hot, brand new townhomes, and they sold quickly, really quickly. And now they were like 2 years old and people were wanting to get in. So I had one lady who her husband had passed and she had a couple of friends that lived there. And she said, I want to live there so bad. So I literally typed up a letter about her saying, you know, her husband had passed. She wants to live here. She has a couple of friends who live here. I didn't say her name or anything, of course. If you know of anyone in this area that's going to sell, please call me. And I literally went knocking door to door with gift cards for coffee. You know, I didn't just knock door to door. I gave them my little, here's a cup of coffee on me for, we were doing a thing with Dunn Brothers at the time. And I said, if you know of anybody, please call me and let me know. And sure enough, it took a couple of months, but I got a call and got her a place in there. So it's like, sometimes you just have to go out there and make it happen. And I'm proud to say that's been our way of doing business and our philosophy. So when you come and ask us to work for you, that's what you're going to get. We are going to work for you and we are going to help make it happen.
So speaking of happening, what is happening out there in the real estate market?
All right. So I already said busy. We're busy, busy. But I have to say the mortgage rates are the highest they've been in 8 months. They actually hit 7% and a little over. So not super excited about that. But guess what, Andy? There's nothing to do about it. Nothing we can do about it.
And yeah, the economic forces at play. I've heard that, you know, that there might be relief down the road.
All right. I'm going to actually read this verbatim. So I'm not saying that I'm making this up. This came from, where did I get this? From Real Estate News. Okay. And this says mortgage rates continue to drift upward on strong economic data, but there are signs that rates could tick down slightly in the coming weeks. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 7.04 this week, according to Freddie Mac's latest survey. It's the first time rates have topped 7% since May, a year ago. Average rates were significantly lower at this time last year at 6.6%. Mortgage News Daily, which offers a different set of criteria to determine daily averages, had the 30-year rate pegged at 7.11, but that was down slightly from earlier in the week following the release of the latest inflation data. So what should we expect in the spring? As a result, and this is a guy I trust very much, this is Lawrence Yun, the chief economist from the Association of Realtors. He believes perhaps to 6.5% just in time for the spring home buying season. So, I mean, I don't think we're sitting here going, oh, great, now they're 7. Are they going to be 8 before we know it? Doesn't sound like that. Sounds like we've kind of hit a peak for a little while and they're going to drop back down. But again, guys, not drastically. So remember when I used to say date the rate, marry the house? Well, the fact of the matter is right now you're marrying your rate at least for a while. It might be a short-lived marriage, but it's not going to be, okay, I'm going to buy this house counting on the fact that the rate's going to be 5%, 4.5%, you know, in the next year or two, and we're going to, you know, refinance, because there's no indicators of that. So just be forewarned that what you go in at for your payment, make sure it's something you're comfortable with, because it's going to stay pretty close to that, fluctuating maybe a little bit, but not a lot.
Once again, though, a reminder that for those of us who have a long view of things, this is pretty normal.
Rate. Yes, yeah. It's a great rate. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I don't think, and I think, you know, a lot of the first-time home buyers that I'm working with, it's now been a couple of years since you could lock in at 3.5 or 3 or whatever crazy number you got. So they're not even thinking about that anymore. You know, they just are focusing on, like I always say, what is the price of the house? What is my interest rate? Hence, what is my monthly payment? And is this something that I can afford comfortably? And if it is, okay, then let's do it.
Right. I agree. So, that's how. Well, that's how we all did it before.
Exactly. And it is the way to do it. So people are still buying houses. We still have a low supply of inventory. Now, I know when we talked about the market report last week, it sure didn't look like it because it, I think we were, you know, like at the, I think it was like a 30% absorption rate. Yeah. Yes. So it was definitely nothing like we've seen in a while. But the truth is we were also looking at that in the dead of winter, post-holiday, and now we're going to start seeing more and more and more movement. Now, here we are talking about this deep freeze coming in. So
I know, but it's almost February.
I know, it will be. I was actually driving home. I had to go to the Twin Cities yesterday, and I was driving home going, oh my gosh, it's 4:45 and it's still like bright daylight.
Yes, I've been noticing that as well. And it's a very welcome change.
I agree.
Okay.
So what you tell me.
We need to take a break.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
We'll do that back really fast with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results right here at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, I think I interrupted you to take the break right before you were about to say something.
Well, I was going to talk about, I had come across a article that I found very interesting. I feel like, you know, when we talk about approved buyers out there, I will get phone calls. As a matter of fact, I had one this past week, a young gentleman who said he's ready to buy his first house. And he said, but I don't have perfect credit. And I said, well, let's talk about it. What is your credit? And he said, it's 750. I go, oh, honey, that's pretty darn good. And he goes, well, I know, but my mom and dad told me it should be 850. And I said, well,
850 is almost unattainable.
I think that's like, that would be perfect. And there's very few people that are perfect. I said, well, I'm glad that they're setting the bar high for you and they're, you know, teaching you that good credit is important because, oh my gosh, it is. I mean, it is a big factor when it comes to buying a house because even though people can get approved with a lower credit score, you get a better rate if your credit score is better. So if there's one thing you can do to control the interest rate that you're getting, because, you know, I just said a few minutes ago, that's out of our control. It's not completely out of our control.
Right.
Because if we have a really good credit score, we can get the best rate that's available. So do yourself a favor and work on getting your credit score in the best shape you can get it. All right. So I want to talk about some simple tips to improve your credit. Okay. This one's pretty obvious. Pay your bills on time.
Yes.
Okay. And I mean, even it's kind of crazy because even if you have a credit card bill, like I have everything set up to auto pay. So I can never, ever not have a late payment. And, you know, like I will typically pay my credit card in full each month, but I still have it set as a default. I have a couple of them set, the ones that I use a lot. I have those set as a default to pay in full every month, but I have everything else set as a default to pay the minimum payment. Because if I forgot to go on and pay it, I'm going to get socked with some interest if I actually have a balance, but I'm not going to get dinged on my credit because I won't have a late payment. So I have zero late payments and there's one way to do that. And that is auto pay. I mean,
and it's so easy for auto pay now. It used to be kind of a hassle and now it's click, 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 and you're good to go.
Exactly. And then, of course, one of the things that affects your credit is if you have a balance. So let's say that I use this cruise, right? We actually pay $1,000 toward each one of our team members who go on it. So if all of a sudden I'm booking for 10 team members, I just put $10,000 on my credit card. Boom, just like that, right? And so then all of a sudden it says, oh, your debt has increased. And so then it'll bring my credit score down. But then as soon as I pay that payment and pay it off, it'll go back up. So it's not always like big I had a little bit of a minor panic because I got this text message a couple weeks ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, said your credit score has decreased. And I'm like, why? So I went on and it said, you have closed 4 accounts or you have closed 6 accounts or something. I haven't closed any accounts. Well, then I realized because I bank at Home Federal, well, now Alerus, I think that's how you say it, they had to close all of my accounts and reopen them in the new name. So then a couple of days later, it said, your credit score has increased. So it was self-correcting, but still people do get freaked out about that. So if you have outstanding debt and you can pay it down, the less the debt that you have on the books, obviously, the better your credit score is going to be.
And I think the magic number is 30%.
Correct.
And your credit, whatever your capacity.
You have available to you. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And so then some people say, oh, great, then I'll just open more credit cards and have more available to me. But you know what? Be careful, guys, because every time you open another one, it's kind of another ding to your credit. So it's a tricky little thing. But bottom line is pay your bills on time and everything. That's, you know, your utility bills, your whatever bills you have, student loans, just pay them on time.
And the longer you do that, the higher your rate will
absolutely. And you know, the thing is that credit score doesn't only affect your mortgage, it affects like your insurance rate. Because one time I remember my insurance agent telling me, oh yeah, your rate is so good. Because I said, how come my rate is so much better than my sister's? She said that you were going to charge her this or that. He goes, well, because it's based on credit scores. And he goes, I'm not saying that's it, because I don't know right offhand what hers is or what yours is. He goes, but that could be the factor because they take all that into consideration. And I'm like, wow, interesting. Yep. But okay, so just so you know, I looked at what is the overall credit score right now that people have that are getting these loans, right? So I'll break it into categories because I found it kind of interesting. So overall, the credit score that people have to get a house, to get a mortgage, is 727. So this young man who called me and didn't think his 750 was going to cut it, yeah, he's good. He's good. To qualify for an FHA loan, you can have the lowest credit score in that particular loan type, and that you have to have a 645.
Okay. Actually lower than I thought it could be.
Yeah, yeah. And for a USDA loan, 684. For a VA loan, 692. For a conventional loan, 738. And for a jumbo loan, you know, for the high, more expensive homes, bigger loan, 768. So you don't have to have 850. You don't have to have 850. You don't even have to have 800. But again, the better your credit, the better your rate. And when I have clients that come to me to buy a house and they tell me, Robin, we're in great shape, we have good income, we have excellent credit, then I say, okay, you know what? We're going to find out which bank is willing to work the hardest for you. Because truly, they should consider themselves as applying to you to get your business, the way I look at it.
I agree.
So if you're in a position to get out there and make them compete. And so I always say, I have a couple of lenders that I recommend who I know are really good at their craft. I mean, they know how to put the best product with each individual buyer, and let's make them compete for your business. Because after all, who am I working for? Am I working for those lenders that I recommend? Absolutely not. I'm working for my clients. So I want to work hard to get the best rate that's out there for each one. And then, of course, the best loan product for their situation. Because, you know, we've talked about things like rural housing and down payment assistance and first generation home buyers. And, you know, there's different products out there. Take that one off because I think that one is out of funds right now. But anyway, there's a lot of different products out there, and it's important to know what they are and what's available to you when it's time for you to buy a house.
Excellent information. We'll take a quick break, and we will return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
EDU.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. And we're talking about credit scores before we got into this. But
and loan, loan products. Equity loans is what we forgot to talk about.
One of the biggest things that you and I have talked about in recent months is with the gains in home values that we all saw, some very rapid gains in recent years. Most of us have a big chunk of home equity that's sometimes underutilized.
Exactly. And so I actually have recently had two buyers who have opted not to get a mortgage, but rather they're both downsizing, right? So one bought a townhome, one bought a condo. And what they did is said, well, right now I still own my home and I'd rather buy this first, get moved in and then sell. But geez, then I'm going to have to take a mortgage. And I haven't had a mortgage for years. And I'm like, wait, wait, ding, ding, ding. You haven't had a mortgage? So you have your home completely paid for? Yes, I do. Well, okay, let's talk about some home equity loans, right? Or a bridge loan. Let's go to your banker and say, I own this. Can I just use this as my collateral against the townhome that I'm buying or the condo that I'm buying? And then when I do sell this, I can just pay it off and I go back to being house payment free. So again, really important to know the options to get your hands on money and how come, why, you know, what you just got done saying, we have so much equity. Well, why is it that we have so much equity? Because of the way these prices have gone. They've gone crazy. Over the past 5 years, home prices nationwide have risen by, you're going to die, 57.4%.
That is that's incredible.
That's crazy. It's scary, honestly. I mean, don't you remember last week I said if you bought a $400,000 house in January 2025, moving forward to January 2030, that same house without you doing anything other than just taking care of it is going to be worth estimated a $85,000 in equity to just live in your shelter for 5 years. Okay, so it is. I cannot say this enough times. Your house is the bank account that you live in. So take care of it. Take care of it and keep it in best repair so that when it's time to put it on the market and sell it, you're going to get your top dollar out of it and you will have made the most money that you could possibly make from that investment because that's our goal.
I know with the folks at my parents' house that was sold in 2008, okay, I know what that house was sold for, and I would bet you that thing has gone up in value by $300,000.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is just crazy. So, I mean, it's a great way. I'm working with a young couple right now, and you know me, I don't like to be pushy, and I'm not trying to push them into buying a house, but they're like, oh, we may just rent for a couple more years because with the interest rates where they are right now, our payment's going to be $2,400 a month and we're only paying $2,000 for rent. So that's an extra $400. And I'm like, okay. And if you pass on this house so that you can save more money and do this 2 years from now, and now the same house has gone up so much in price that you gained absolutely zero ground and you have no guarantees in your rental because once your lease is up, your renter might say, or your landlord might say, oh, we're up in the rent by a couple $100. And then here you are. So as long as you're comfortable and can afford the payment. And I guess when I say comfortable, I mean, I'm not talking about being anxious. I'm talking about on paper, do the numbers work comfortably, right? They have to, it can't be to say, oh, I'm not worried. I'll make it work. No. I mean, like when we're looking at what do you have to pay each month? And do you make enough money to do it? So there's a lot to think about.
Okay.
But you are thinking, you got some time for some listings.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We have a few minutes left. And do you have listings?
I do. So if you have, if you do have that money and you are ready to make that house payment and stop renting, I've got some good options for you. Out in Stuartville on the golf course, at 1818 Daniel Lane Northeast. I have a very nice townhome. Looks like it's never been lived in. It's just immaculate. It was built in 2019. It has two bedrooms and two bathrooms and a one-car garage. And it is $234,900.
Well, wow. Okay.
Yeah, very nice place. It's all very new, cute. Yeah, someone's going to love it. We have a nice new listing just came on this week. 2250 Phoenix Road Southwest. So it's up in the Hart Farms neighborhood. It's got four bedrooms plus an office and three bathrooms. So it's a pretty good sized house. It sits on over a third of an acre and it has 3,000 square feet finished, a three car garage. And that one is built in 2017 and it's $649,900.
Okay.
All right. And then we still have this cute little one that was built in 1962. I think I talked about this one last week. 1427 4th Ave Southwest.
Yep.
Backs up to that school. Yeah. So that one is listed at $334,900. And it is just under 2,000 square feet, four bedrooms, two bath. I think the reason it hasn't flown off the shelf, it has a one-car garage. So if that's something that you can live with, well, that one is a doll. It's a really nice house. We have 2008 Nightingale Avenue in Stuartville. And this one's a three-bed, two-bath ranch-style house. And it is built in 2002. Oh, actually, you know what? This is the this is a mobile home. It's a prefab home. $82,000. I'm like, what is $82,000? But I realized that's in the mobile home park. So that's what that is. We've got our lots out in Meadow Crossings. Beautiful lots. So if you're one of those people, there's quite a few people that are looking at building. Building is really on the rise. So if you're one of those people, I've got some gorgeous lots out there. And they range from the mid twos to the high threes, depending on how many acres you're going to get. But we have a website that you can check out, the Woodland Valley Lane lots. So if you have any questions about those, give me a call for sure.
And that is a beautiful area out there.
It is a beautiful area. And I think I have one more. 1623 Marvell Avenue Southeast. We are listed at $399,000. This house sits on just under an acre, 0.929. It has a total square foot of 2794, a three car garage, and a great big shed out back, five bedrooms and three baths. So really, really nice opportunity for someone who wants some extra space.
Sounds like heaven, all that extra space.
Mm-hmm. You know what sounds like heaven? Getting on that cruise ship.
Yeah, I know you're gonna but that doesn't mean you've got Elon Musk satellites floating around above you in the ocean, so you're kind of
yeah, I'll be working. But like I said, we've got boots on the ground at home too. So if you have your property listed with us currently, I don't want you to think, oh, great, they're all going to be off. And obviously, I reach out to all my clients and tell them about my whereabouts. But we will be gone. But greatest thing about real estate is working wherever we are and getting that CE knocked out. So that will be great as well. So you have a fun, week back here at home.
But still, if somebody wants to contact you or the Gwaltney Group team, how do they do that,
Robin? Call my cell phone. Absolutely. 507-259-4926. And in my absence next week, you guys are going to get to have, I'm not sure if it's going to be Zach or Elizabeth or maybe both of them, but they're going to cover for me. So it'll be a couple of weeks and then I'll tell you all about the cruise when I'm back.
Fantastic. Look forward to talking to both of them as well. Great, Robin. Enjoy the warmth.
Thank you. I know you mean it. I know you mean it.
I wish I was joining you. How's that?
There you go.
All right. Well, you have a great trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.